Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by one of the premier defensive linemen in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Gabe Hull from Baylor. Gabe, first things first, man, I appreciate you joining me. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
It's been a blessing, man. You know, there's so many side of things that's already happened and plenty of things to come.
What are some things over these last few months since you guys ended down there in Waco at Baylor? What are some things you're finding tuning, Gabe? Is it just getting stronger? Is it your hands? Is it your pass rush repertoire? What are some things, man, you're looking to fine tune here as you work into your first pro NFL preseason before you get the season started in September?
Yes, I'm working on fine tuning my pass rush and my explosiveness. You know, weight room, that's a given. You're always working hard in the weight room, but I'm looking to, you know, level up my pass rush game as I move into this next level.
Gabe, for those out there, man, that weren't able to watch you compete down there and dominate in the Big 12 for the last few years down there in the Big 12, man, just what are teams getting in Gabe Hull, a guy that can play along the defensive line but also a leader in the locker room as well? What are teams getting in Gabe Hull?
They're getting a leader, they're getting a great team player, and they're getting just a loyal person. You know, I'm a good person for the locker room. I'm a good player. You know, you're just getting the full package when it comes to me. You know, I've been a leader for quite some time now. Down in Baylor, they taught me a lot of things, just being a better person and a better player at the same time. So I'm planning on bringing that to the next level when I go.
Absolutely, man. I love to hear it. And take me into your time, man, down there in Waco at Baylor. Obviously a program that consistently pumps out NFL talent every single year. You're obviously next in line. What was your time like that down there, like in Waco? Not just as a player, but also how it helped you evolve as a young man as well.
It's helped me evolve in so many ways. You know, the first thing is it helped me with my faith, you know, because being in Christian school, you know, we go to chapel, all those classes like that. You know, I got into my Bible more. You know, I started reading. I started talking to new people, becoming a better person. You know, everybody's friendly down here. You know, it's not a big city, but, you know, the people, the community is pretty tight. And you can just, like, walk down the street and just talk to people. And in the sports aspect of it, you know, you learn to be a better teammate, a better person. Because it was person over player. You know, and it just builds you up. And then once that happens, it helps you on the field also. And just having good coaches and good players around me helps me become a better teammate and a better player.
It was a joy, man, watching you on tape these last few years. But when you went down to the Senior Bowl, it was a whole different atmosphere, man, competing against some of the top offensive linemen in the country, obviously some of the defensive talent beside you, man. How important was that for you, Gabe, when you got that invite from Jim Nagy and his staff to line up, wear the Baylor helmet just one more time, and showcase yourself in front of all the scouts in attendance?
It was a dream, man. It was a dream come true. You know, I've seen players before me like Jalen Petrie, Terrell Bernard go and play in those games, you know, and I wanted to play so bad when I got that invite. It was a dream come true, to be honest with you. And it's an experience that I'll never forget, you know, going out of practice. I can say I was a little nervous, but I knew what I came there to do. And I feel like I proved myself pretty much going into it. And it's just an experience that I will never forget in my life. And I'm grateful that they gave me that opportunity to go down there and compete.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah,
you had a hell of a week, and I want you to talk about your versatility and your explosiveness, man, along the defensive line. There are not a lot of guys out there that you could line you up at zero, right, head up on the center, and you could play the one, you could play the three. Heck, if you had to bump out to the five, you probably could do that as well. Can you just talk about your versatility and your explosiveness and flat out getting after people along the trenches?
Yes, I think my explosiveness and my versatility are like the biggest aspects of my game. I could play all the way out from a one to a zero to a five technique. You know, it's something I've done at Baylor. And I'm very comfortable at doing, you know, I think that's really helped me a lot because I'm very comfortable in those situations. And just that's what I feel like I can bring to different teams. You know, wherever you need me, I will be able to dominate in any of those positions.
Are there any guys, Gabe, that are active in the NFL or maybe in the past that you really like watching growing up as a kid or in high school that you look at their game? Because you obviously you have your own skill set, right? But are some things that you maybe take from their game and try to throw into your bag as well along the defensive line?
Yes, 100%. Chris Jones, you know, he has all the tools that I have. You know, I love watching him play. His explosiveness, his just ability to dominate the game. You know, that's what I watch and try to implement into my game. while watching him. So, you know, whenever he plays, you know, I'm always sitting there watching. You know, I never miss a game when he's on the field.
Absolutely, can, man. It's a big boy gets after people. Absolutely, man. Can you take me into your game week as far as your prep, things that you do, Gabe, that helps you win reps before the ball's ever snapped? Are there certain tendencies, alignments that you obviously focus on, personnel groupings offensively? When you approach the line of scrimmage before you put your hand in the dirt and you get after the quarterback, what are some things, man, that you look at and helps you win reps before the ball's ever snapped?
So first and foremost, it goes down to the film room. You know, you got to get in the classroom and watch film. You know, you learn what the formations are. You got to know, like, you should have an idea if it's run or pass, you know, not even just the formation, just based on the offensive lineman stances. You know, there's five guys lined up every time, so you know one of them's going to give it away. So it's just time when you watch film, you put your hand in the dirt, and you know exactly what's coming to you. And you play off of that, you let your instincts take over and play football.
Take me into your background as a multi-sport athlete, Gabe, in high school, right? There's a lot of guys, basketball, football, baseball. Even some guys are swimming, lacrosse. You did shot put as well in high school, and that's something, obviously, that translates as far as leg drive, leverage, just overall strength in the lower half. Is that something that you think has boosted your overall, just your power in your lower half, the ability to get off the ball and that explosiveness that you mentioned?
100%. I actually learned my explosiveness from throwing shot put. You know, I just started to muscle everything when I first started out, you know, as a youngin. But after a while, I was learning how to flip my hips around quicker, get more torque in it, to make me rise above the competition. You know, learning that technique, learning those simple things. And it just boosted my explosiveness to a whole nother level when I took that to football. So it's helped me greatly.
Absolutely. Gabe, a couple more for you, man, before we get you out of here. We talked about your game when you're all strapped up, man. What are some things you like to do when you're away from football, away from the hashes, and you're just chilling? You like to hang out with family? You're a video game guy, man. What are some things that Gabe Hall likes to do away from football?
I'm not much of a video game guy. I suck pretty bad at video games, but I like to go outside with my friends. You know, I like to go fishing, hunting, doing things like that. Just anything that I could do to spend time with my teammates and my friends and my family.
So when you say fishing,
like,
are you a guy from fishing perspective, man? Are you heading down to the local pond and catching catfish? Or are you a guy that, hey, I want to head out to the open ocean and catch some marlin or something like that?
I'm more of a pond guy, and I go out on the lake with my friends a lot, but I really want to get into deep sea fishing.
Awesome.
That's one of my dreams.
Awesome, man. I love to hear it. Look, last one for you, Gabe. When you look back on this process, man, the first time you ever wore a helmet as a kid to your high school career and obviously your outstanding career at Baylor and then now in this pre-draft process, man, just how special is that moment going to be for you and your family when you hear your name called here in these next few weeks?
Bro, it's everything. You know, you dream about this situation, you know, it's like, dang, is this going to happen for real? As young and, you know, you growing up, you kind of say, like, not many people make it to the NFL, you know? So it's just so special that I'm able to do this. You know, I'm bringing all the people that didn't make it with me due to injuries or other things. You know, I'm bringing them with me. You know, we finally made it to this point. I'm going to bring it home for us.
All right, guys, hope you enjoyed my conversation with Gabe Hall, defensive lineman from Baylor, someone that's risen a ton in this pre-draft process. He showed up at the Senior Bowl. He mentioned his alignment versatility, playing one tech, three tech, really the ability to do it all along the defensive line. There's just not, teams aren't drafting guys nowadays to just play one position every single down. You got to be able to do a lot of things, not just on early downs and clogging gaps in the run game and working vertical and getting some TFLs, but also on passing downs, your third and six, seven, eights. Can you get after the passer from the interior? Or are you a guy like Gabe that can bounce out to 4-eye, head up on the tackle or five outside the outside shoulder of the tackle and flat out get after people? So that versatility pops a ton in Gabe's game. Extremely excited to see where he lands here in these next few weeks. And as always, my thanks for you guys for tuning in and to Gabe taking time out of his schedule to join me here today. So appreciate you guys. As always, you can find my work on @X_RyanFowler and on Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. And of course, this podcast is on all podcast platforms. So appreciate you guys. A lot more of these podcast interviews to come. I am Ryan Fowler. We'll talk to you soon. This is Commanding the Huddle.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.